This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says the government is looking for an equitable scheme to issues of mica, but says they cannot lose sight of the fact that ultimately it's taxpayers who foot the bill. Gardaí reissue an appeal for information in relation to a fatal collision at Quigley's Point last week. €250,000 in funding is announced for the Wiser Research Lab at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. A spokesperson says it's particularly important as the college moves towards technological university status, and a housing expert says rent price increases need tighter caps nationally. Oisín's here with sports news at around 5:15. The Taoiseach says the government is looking for an equitable scheme to address issues of mica, but says they cannot lose sight of the fact that ultimately it's taxpayers who will foot the bill. Leo Radker's comments come after Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee endorsed the position paper presented by the Donegal representatives on the Defective Blocks Working Group last Friday evening. Mr. Radker was speaking to reporters in Dublin earlier today.
We'll do our best to come up with a scheme that is fair to the people who have been affected. You know, I've been to Donegal, I've been in one of the houses, I've felt the wall crumble in my hands. I understand the stress that they're under, and I understand that we need to bring forward a solution soon. But we do have to bear in mind the impact on the general taxpayer as well. You know, behind this issue, there's also the issue of defective apartments, many of them in my constituency. And ultimately, it's not the government that pays for this. It's the taxpayer, the average working person, pays for this, even though they weren't responsible in any way for the problems that happened with pyrite or mica or defective apartments. So we always have to bear that in mind. It's not the government's money. We don't have any money. The only money we take is the money that we tax you for and take from you. So that's why we have to try to make sure that we've some sort of cost control on it. And I think people, fair-minded people, understand why we have to try to control the total cost, or at least estimate what the total cost would be accurately. We would hope to have a revised scheme quite soon. There are many other building defects in Ireland. We need to do something for them too. But we have to have some sense as to what the total cost would be, and we have to bear in mind that this is taxpayers' money, and we have to try and limit and contain the cost. And that's only fair. It's only fair on the taxpayer and on society as a whole. The pyrite scheme was very different, bear that in mind. You know, the pyrite scheme was based on the idea that property would be repaired. What was done for mica was a defective block scheme to allow people a lot of flexibility as to what they did to repair their property. But clearly that scheme isn't adequate, and that's why we're working hard to put in place something that's better.
And that was Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking this afternoon in Dublin. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information in relation to a fatal crash at Quigley's Point last week. A man in his 80s, the sole occupant of his vehicle, died following the two-car collision at around 5:30 on Thursday evening last at Greenbank. The driver and passenger in the other vehicle, two men in their 30s, were treated at the scene for their injuries. Well, on today's Nigel Noon Show, Sergeant Charlene Anderson urged anyone with information to make contact with Gardaí in Buncrana.
We're appealing to anyone who may have witnessed this collision to come forward. We are particularly interested in any road users who may have been travelling from Muff to Quigley's Point between 5 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 16th of September. And we're also interested if anybody has dash cam footage that they can make available to us for the purpose of this investigation. So if anyone has any information, they can contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 93 20 540.
And that was Sergeant Charlene Anderson. €250,000 in funding has been confirmed for the Wiser Research Lab at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. The funding will enable the lab acquire a state-of-the-art anechoic chamber, which can be used for activities requiring radio frequency isolation. Dr. Nick Timmons of Wiser says this is particularly important as LYIT and its partners move toward technological university status.
When we were canvassing for support for this from industries right across the region and also nationally across the whole island, we got huge support. There's not too many of these chambers in the island. This is the only one up in this area. And as we head into a technical university status with our partners in Galway and Sligo, this provides another great resource, and hopefully we'll get it up and running in the spring.
We hear so much about the importance of research and development when it comes to speaking about developments like CoLab and, as you said, the move towards technological university status. From that point of view, it really positions the Wiser Lab as a really important part of that ongoing process.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we look forward to engaging in a wider way. The Wiser Lab now really deals with companies on a national basis. And it's important also for LYIT that the Wiser Lab does have this sort of national caliber and national sort of relationship with companies and other sectors, you know, as we move into this TU status. It helps us bolster our reputation and our capabilities, and we definitely look forward to working with a lot of new companies and new researchers. You know, one of the things about Enterprise Ireland is that this technology and this facility will be available for enterprise as well as ourselves doing research, and allow local companies especially and companies further abroad in the region to really engage in some cutting-edge testing. Whereas before they would have had to go far afield to get this done or pay sort of quite a high commercial fees to access these chambers. This will be a facility now available locally in the region, so we're delighted about that.
And that was Dr. Nick Timmins from the Wiser Lab at LYIT. A Donegal woman in Afghanistan says people are adjusting to a new reality there. The Taliban took control of the country last month and are now implementing their own regime. Under that, girls have been banned from secondary schools, with high schools ordered to open only for boys. Mary Ellen McGroarty from Mount Charles is a representative and country director at World Food Programme in Afghanistan. She's currently based in Kabul. On today's 9 till noon show, she said the humanitarian situation in the country is dramatically deteriorating.
Since the chaos at the airport kind of dissipated after the last flights went out on the 30th of August, there's an uneasy calm at the moment. People and ourselves as well are kind of adjusting to a new reality. However, we are seeing the humanitarian situation deteriorate at a very rapid pace, mainly driven by the economic situation and the situation over cash. So as people try to adjust, they are facing an incredible crisis around food, health and basic social services.
In terms of life and how it's functioning, and I suppose women's roles in society and the likes of your own security, what is the situation there?
The situation for women and for girls remains sadly and unfortunately difficult. We did see earlier in the week that the secondary schools opened for boys only. We would hope that this decision will be reconsidered. The issue of women working is a bit of a mixed bag at the moment. I mean, I do have some female staff working in different places than other places not. For us, for the UN, it's our position that all our staff, male and female, need to be at work, and we're trying to, you know, push forward on that, and hopefully we will get some of those issues resolved sooner rather than later.
And that was Mary Ellen McGroarty speaking to Greg Hughes there from Kabul. The Agriculture Minister will meet with farmers in Donegal this Friday as part of his consultation on the Common Agricultural Policy. Minister McConnell will speak on Friday at Reform Mart at 12 noon and at Carn Donagh Mart at 7 o'clock. He says he wants to put farm families at the centre of the CAP process. An average of one domestic abuse incident has been reported to Gardaí every 15 minutes in the state this year. The force had dealt with 24,686 cases by September 9th, 596 of them in Donegal. A housing expert says rent price increases need tighter caps. Price rises in rent pressure zones were capped at 4% per year, but there were concerns this level was too high. A move to link rents to inflation was meant to substantially reduce increases, but inflation has recently risen and is now at 3%. TU Dublin housing lecturer Lorcan Sir says the system needs to be changed.
What might still be potentially possible for the minister is to keep the CPI, to keep the inflation-linked rent increases, but put a maximum cap on that. So if inflation does go beyond a certain rate, say 2%, that it would be capped. So it would be the lesser of two numbers, either a 2% or the CPI, the inflation-linked rent.
Well, Donegal County Council is being urged to meet the growing demand for larger social homes. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says people are living in overcrowded accommodation because of the lack of availability of four-bedroomed houses. Donegal County Council has acknowledged it's an issue in the Letterkenny-Milford Municipal District. Well, Councillor McMonagle says it's vital that the growing need for larger properties is met.
This is a growing issue within the town. There is, because of new housing regulations and how many people can live in a house, that there's a bigger demand now for four beds than there once was. I've raised it in the past for the future, the new housing developments that we're having, that there wasn't enough four-bed houses. And we now have a growing list of people who are on the waiting list, awaiting to access four beds, and who are living in overcrowded three-bed accommodation. So I just raised it there again, that the council would do more to either acquire and buy four-bed houses, or certainly that in future council developments that they would build more four beds to address the growing need in the municipal district.
And the council, did they acknowledge that this is an issue that it will be looked at? So are you hopeful now that this will be followed through on?
Yes, I was glad to hear that the council said that today, and they did acknowledge the demand for four beds and indeed five bed houses. And I hope now that surely that the plans going forward, that they will address that issue and either acquire through purchase or build more four and five bed houses to meet the demand out there.
And that was Councillor Jerry McMonagle. A Donegal councillor says there is a lot of hot air relating to planning. It comes as the Housing Minister confirms he's yet to review a report on alleged planning corruption in Donegal. The study into supposed issues with housing in the county was submitted to the Department of Housing in June 2017, but hasn't yet been published. Well, earlier today, Councillor Paul Canning said he doesn't believe there was widespread planning corruption in the county.
I don't know of any planning corruption within the county, you know, and there's a lot of hot air when it comes to planning.
There isn't, or if there is, or if there's any question mark, surely the way to get to the bottom of it and to alleviate the language that you talk of is to review it and publish it, and then we'll all know once and for all.
Yeah, that's correct. Like, but I wouldn't read too much into it, whether it's published or whether it's not published, because it's, there's no corruption. And today's planning and today's council, there's no corruption either. Like, you know what I mean? It's not happening. Like.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with soccer. Fun Harps focus will stay with the FAI Cup this evening as they play their quarterfinal replay against Dundalk at Oriel Park. Kickoff is 7:45 and we will have live regular updates tonight here on Highland as from the kickoff time with Ryan Ferry. Dundalk are set to be without almost a dozen players for the game following a COVID-19 outbreak within the squad and a raft of injuries as well. Those that are included on the injury list for Dundalk are the likes of Patrick McElhinney and David McMillan. Dundalk are facing into a selection crisis for the fixture tonight. Harps, meanwhile, will be without the suspended Jordan Musto and goalkeeper Mark Anthony McGinley, while Shane McElhinney, Will Seymour and Tunde Owalabi are doubts for Harps. But don't be surprised if any of that trio actually line out for Ollie Horgan's side this evening. A big night ahead in the Cup for Harps with a possible semi-final place up for grabs. Meanwhile, Derry City have condemned the online racist abuse which was directed at their player Junior after last night's draw with Bohemians in Dublin. Donegal and Georgie Kelly grabbed the late equaliser for Bows as both teams scored in stoppage time. Bohemians remain fifth but do have two games in hand on the Candy Stripes, who sit a point ahead of the Dublin side in the standings. Kevin Kelleher will start in goals for a youthful Liverpool team in the Carabao Cup tonight. They're away to Norwich and the Premier League frontrunners could give a debut to 16-year-old Caddy Gordon. Liverpool assistant manager Pep Linders has confirmed young players will get their chance in the game but says it will be on merit.
It's an important competition, despite what people are saying. One, because we want to introduce new talents. Second, we have this group of players inside our building who want so much to become proper legends. You need national cups as well, so we want to attack them.
Also tonight, holders Manchester City welcome League One side Wickham to the Etihad. Brentford host Oldham, Burnley entertain Rochdale and Everton go to Queen's Park Rangers. Leeds travel to Fulham, Southampton are away to Sheffield United and Watford will play Stoke. The Republic of Ireland women's team take on Australia in a friendly international at the Thalys Stadium this evening. Donegal's Ciara Grant and Amber Barrett are both part of the Ireland squad who are looking to end a sequence of 7 defeats in a row. That game kicks off at 7 this evening. And other football international news. Hungary have been handed a one-game stadium ban by FIFA for the racist abuse of England players. Jude Bellingham and Raheem Sterling were both subjected to monkey chants during this month's World Cup qualifier in Budapest. Hungary's next qualifier at home to Albania will be played behind closed doors with a second stadium ban suspended for 2 years. On the pitch tonight locally, there's an Ulster Senior League tie. Bonagie United taking on Derry City Reserves. That one kicks off at 8 o'clock, while in the Donegal League, there is an Area 1 fixture in the Voodoo Venue Cup tonight. Remelton Mariners play Glencar Celtic. That's at the Diamond Park in Balliar, and it kicks off at 7:30. To golf, Bryson DeChambeau says there's no hostility between himself and Brooks Koepka. US captain Steve Stricker has insisted previously a disharmony between the pair is a non-issue as they prepare to be on the same team facing Europe in the Ryder Cup this coming weekend. With the tournament starting on Friday, DeChambeau says there's a lot of fuss over nothing.
A lot of this social media stuff has definitely been driven by a lot of external factors, not necessarily us too. We had some great conversations Tour Championship week when we had dinner, and then this week as well. I had dinner, sat down at dinner with him last night, and it was fine.
So DeChambeau and Koepka are actually best of buddies. In Gaelic Games, President Larry McCarthy has described some of the abuse flung at players and management as cowardly. He says the criticism has veered into being overly harsh and unfair. McCarthy's words follow Mayo GA's criticism of the personal attacks on their players and management following the defeat to Tyrone in the All-Ireland final. Sam Bennett has withdrawn from the men's road race at the UCI Road World Championships in Belgium this week. The Carrigan-shire cyclist says he's not ready to compete in such a grueling event, having recently returned from injury. Finally, the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee held their AGM on Monday evening. There's one change to the committee. There's a new member in the form of Darren Nash. The Milford man has a strong sporting background. He's a former goalkeeper, of course, with Fine Harps and Fannet United, when in recent years he has been involved in GAA with Milford and Donegal. Darren Nash takes the place of Miles Sweeney on the committee. The remaining members of the outgoing committee were re-elected unopposed. And that's your sport for the moment here in Highland. Just to remind you, Ryan Ferry will have live updates tonight from that FAI Cup quarterfinal replay. It's Dundalk against Fin Harps. Kickoff is at 7:45. We'll keep you abreast of all the action later. Donal.
Thank you, Oisin. Minister Eamon Ryan is being urged to intervene in the ongoing delay in the rollout of fibre broadband in Donegal. National Broadband Ireland confirmed at a meeting with Donegal County Councillors and TDs this week that some homes in the county will not be connected to high-speed broadband until at least 2026. It's projected that just 21% of the remaining 32,000 properties in Donegal without access to fibre broadband will be connected by March 2023. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin wants an urgent meeting with the Minister.
There's a meeting with Donegal County Councillors and TDs, and we learned from National Broadband Ireland that many homes across Donegal will not attain the high-speed fibre broadband until as late as 2026 or 2027. That's totally unacceptable. And what I've called for is a cross-party meeting of councillors, TDs, with the Minister, Eamon Ryan, for him to intervene and make it clear that it cannot be accepted that we'd have to wait that long.
While it's unacceptable in this day and age that there are still properties that don't have access to such broadband, there are figures that show there is a disparity among different areas across the country.
Indeed, I mean, there are over 32,000 homes across Donegal that are not connected to high-speed fibre broadband, which is essential in today's world in terms of working from home, blended working, and indeed the education of our young people is essential. So over 32,000 homes. It's estimated by March 2023 that only 21% of those 32,000, only 21% will be connected.
And that was Deputy Patrick McLaughlin speaking there to Michaela Clark. The ISPCA is appealing for homes for more than 115 cats, as some centres have full capacity. The charity says the catteries in Donegal and Longford have no more space and they urgently need homes for kittens, which have been vaccinated and litter trained. Interested families are being encouraged to contact the ISPCA. Ronan Walsh of the organisation says it's not very often that cats take the limelight in such appeals.
Dogs and horses do kind of take forefront in the media and stuff like this, but at the moment, between our centres in Longford and Donegal, we're under a massive amount of pressure with the amount of cats and kittens that we have in. So we're really trying to put a push on people to rehome and consider adopting cats and kittens.
And you're saying for some people, a cat might actually be more appropriate than a dog, particularly those perhaps who have busy lifestyles, because a cat maybe might have that little bit more independence.
Yeah, like in their nature, they are. Like, they're naturally independent. They do like to kind of do their own thing to an extent, but also, you know, they know where the food is coming from and they know who their people are. So like, they'll be quite affectionate as well, like when they settle into a home.
In terms of the reason that there's a glut, as it were, of cats and kittens in the centres in Donegal and Longford, what's causing that and what perhaps can people do to stop that from happening?
The main problem really is a lack of spaying and neutering, and that's the massive thing that we're trying to push as well, is like that, you know, there's a lot of the cats and kittens that come onto our centres are from places where there's been just kind of cats knocking around and reproducing, and the, you know, kittens and kittens upon kittens are appearing. But I mean, spaying and neutering is just something that, you know, people need to be aware of. It needs to be done. Like, I mean, there's no reason not to do it. And, you know, if people have cats knocked around their houses and they're feeding them, like, you know, they're technically responsible for them. They should be getting them neutered as well.
And that was Ronan Walsh from the ISPCA. Gardaí and Letterkenny have launched an investigation after an apartment was broken into and damage caused in the Ardlonan Long Lane area. Two men are believed to have entered the property using force between 11:45 and 10:45 on Thursday night last. Damage was caused to the door and to the interior. Meanwhile, investigations are continuing into the burning of a stolen van in Letterkenny last night. The white Citroen Berlingo van was found on fire in Ondlanrua. It was destroyed by the blaze. The van had earlier been stolen from a commercial premises in the Ballyrain-Remelton Road area. Sergeant Charlene Anderson says damage was also caused to the business during that incident.
Shortly after 10:30 p.m, Gardaí and Letterkenny received a report that there was a van on fire at on Glenrua in Letterkenny town centre. Now, Gardaí and the fire service attended the scene. There was a van. The van in question was a white Citroen Berlingo with partial reg 172DL. It was destroyed as a result of the fire. There was two youths observed, Greg, running from this vehicle. So it was subsequently discovered that the van had been stolen from a commercial premises at the Ballyrain Road sometime after 7:30 p.m. on that date, which was Monday the 20th of September. Damage had been caused to a gate of the premises and entry was gained to the yard where the van had been parked. So once again, we're just appealing to anyone who may have observed the two youths in question on foot in the Glenrue estate following the fire, or who may have observed the van in question being driven in the area or even around the confines of Letterkenny. I suppose we're looking at a period from 7:30 p.m. when it was stolen to 10:30 p.m. when Gardaí were called to the fire. So again, just to reiterate, 172DL is the partial reg and it's a white Citroen Berlingo van.
Weather forecast. The odd spot of drizzle possible, but it should stay dry for much of the evening with a lot of cloud about. Highest temperatures tonight of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh southwest winds, strong in coastal areas. A little patchy light rain and drizzle perhaps later in the night. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and drizzle becoming persistent from the northwest in the earlier part of the day. It'll be drier later, breezy though, with highest temperatures on Wednesday of 15 to 18 degrees Celsius. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief, and the Taoiseach says the government is looking for an equitable scheme to address issues of mica, but says they cannot lose sight of the fact that ultimately it's taxpayers who will foot the bill. Gardaí have issued an appeal for information in relation to a fatal crash at Quigley's Point last week. A man in his 80s, the sole occupant of his car, died following the two-car collision at around 5:30 at Greenbank. €250,000 in funding has been announced for the Wiser Research Lab at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. The announcement by the Taoiseach will see a significant investment in the LYIT Department of Electronics and Mechanical Engineering Research Facility. Wiser say it's a particularly important move as they go toward technological university status. And we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock, but until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 21st of September. The death has taken place of John Gillen, Upper Corky, Manor Cunningham. His remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 5:30 to 7:00 this evening, with removal at 7:00 to his sister Nellie Doherty's residence, Glencar Road, Letterkenny. The house is private, to family and close friends only, please. Funeral Mass at 11:00 on Thursday morning in St. Columbus Church, Dromahol, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Jim Midlin, funeral director. The funeral and burial are private, to family and friends only, please. The death has occurred of Kathleen Hanlon, née Gallagher, Clochwally, Letchamacha Ward, and formerly of Arda, St. Johnson. Viewing at Midlin's funeral home until 6:00 this evening, with removal at 6:00 to St. Bridget's Church, Letchamacha Ward, where Kathleen will repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Eugene McGee, Jonjo, Ballybowes, Falcarra. Eugene's remains are reposing at his late residence, with rosary there at 9:00. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1:00 in St. Finian's Church, Falcarra, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Falcarra Parish Church or Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has occurred of Susie McHugh, Donegal Street, Ballybuffet. Funeral from her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar, at 11:00, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorlar. The house and funeral are private, to family and friends only, please.